Welcome to the lesson about your inner spring, also known as the follicular phase, the emergence phase. These are days 6 to day 11 in your menstrual cycle. So let's start with the quote. As you emerge from menstruation, the balance of light begins to shift. Your inner lights slowly dim and your outer lights come up. It's like emerging from winter into spring when the days gradually get longer and the nights shorter. And this is from Wild Power. So after resting at menstruation, you arrive in your inner spring, cleansed, sanctified, and free to start from scratch. You are emerging back into the world, innocent and pure, basically a clean slate. So let's talk about the natural powers of your inner spring. These are tenderness, innocence, containment, curiosity, playfulness, imagination and possibility, surging of energy and life, desire, both sexual and emotional, focus, motivation and enthusiasm, full-heartedness, positivity, and assertiveness. During the stem of the month, your give a shit, also known as your capacity to care, returns after abandoning you in late autumn, and your care for people's needs starts to grow. This phase might be challenging for some women. I've had some clients who had a tendency to get themselves into silly arguments and even fights with their spouses and partners. Others made some silly decisions at work or with their career. So this is not the time to make the final decision. Rather, this is the time to explore and try new things with regards to whatever it is that you are going through in your current iteration. So just like the spring is the time when trees and flowers are not in full bloom yet, but you see those little buds emerging slowly out into the world, your consciousness is kind of the same during this time of the month. You may be feeling like a teenager who attracts high school drama, and if you don't understand what is going on inside of you, in terms of your hormones or in terms of your energy shifts, you may be wasting your precious energy doing stupid things and wasting your time on making up and saying sorry. So understand that this stem of the month will give you a surge of energy, and if you are not clear on your intentions and life purpose, you might end up putting this energy into the wrong things. This is why I always say that your life's purpose is encoded in your body. Understand how your body works, live in alignment with your feminine current, feed yourself the right kind of nutrients, and see how you feel. I can almost guarantee that you will thrive as opposed to just surviving or existing. During the pre-ovulatory time, which is the follicular phase, you've got the scope to try, to test out, to feel into and play with who you are and what you're doing. It can be a liberating time, full of agility, flexibility, and lightheartedness. You get to try on different hats, experiment with various styles and approaches, act as if, and discover much through the world of your imagination. The follicular phase is a great time to take risks and experiment with something new you've never dared to take on. Is it a pottery class? Is it an ecstatic dance class? Is it a new pose in the bedroom? Is it a new restaurant? Maybe you've been brewing for some time a new strategy to try at work or present it to your boss. Now is the time for that. Again, you don't have to decide anything concrete yet. Just dare to try. Stay open and curious. Abandon the weight of responsibility. Experiment and try stuff out just for the heck of it. This is why this phase is called emergence, because you are emerging from your old self and re-emerging into the new you after resting with your bleed. So now let's talk about the challenges of the inner spring. The inner spring is dynamic. It's moving you from the safety and stability of menstruation into the place of full exposure in ovulation. Rather than letting go, as you do in summer or winter, your challenge is to hold the tension and not waste all this energy at once. Don't worry, I'll get much deeper into holding the tension and what it means and how to actually do it. You are extra vulnerable during this time. And as such, the move from menstruation into your inner spring is dangerous. Think about a little chick who just hatched out of an egg. It's tiny, it's new, and it's vulnerable. What will happen if she doesn't get the right temperature, the right care, or food? Right, she'll die. So for you, it's almost as though you are coming out of the deep waters, naked and exposed. Before you go out into the world, or the island, you have to find your clothes. You have to get dressed and you have to comb your hair so you feel presentable and in your body, if that makes sense. The challenge is to learn how to stay patient and allowing and pace that vulnerability in a culture that's so driven. This is the same advice we should have gotten as teenagers. Remember how many mistakes and stupid choices you've done at that age? So this is the energy that I want you to think about during your inner spring. So again, the idea here is to stay curious and explorative, but contain yourself and be patient, not to rush with impulsive decisions without really giving much thought to the outcome. If you rest properly during menstruation, no doubt you will have a pile of stuff waiting for your return from your menstrual retreat. For example, a full inbox, an overflowing laundry basket, an empty fridge or needy children, etc., etc. Even if it's super tempting to get back into full swing right away, I challenge you to slow down a bit. If you shift too quickly from a deep inner focus into everything around you, you may feel a shock to your now very sensitive system. As my inner wise mother tells me, patience, my child, it will come. If there's an idea that you still feel unsure about, don't rush to share it with the world. It is not yet the time. Your challenge is to keep the cards close to your chest until you feel like you're ready to expose them. This time of the month may trigger fear or anger in you, which totally makes sense because you are so vulnerable. True healing of this goes back to healing the mother wound inside of you, which we will get to later on in the program. You may experience a super chatty mind during this phase, so use your journal as a tool for self-control and self-parenting. Also, it is a great idea to talk it out with someone you trust. There is so much healing in sharing and expressing your feelings. As women, we have a deep need to be heard and seen, and so many of us don't have that relationship to restore and replenish ourselves. So, this is something to start cultivating. The time of your inner spring is of buildup and growing anticipation. So think about those little buds that are emerging from the trees and flowers. You may feel your sexual energy wake up and suddenly notice just how attractive your partner looks. You may start to feel more attractive yourself, especially towards the end of this season. It's as if you wake up to yourself as a woman, and with that, your instinct to connect with others is being turned on. So congrats, your capacity to care about other human beings is back. After abandoning you in late autumn, also known as the luteal phase, your care for other people's needs starts to grow. Suddenly, you have the energy to run around after the kids, to drive them to and from without getting resentful, going up and down the stairs without feeling like you need to take a breath. You are more patient, you stop to listen, and you pay attention, and you don't yell as much. This, of course, is only available for you if you've allowed yourself to properly rest during menstruation. Again, think of menstruation as your restart button. If any phase feels like a chaos, look back at what went wrong during menstruation and ask yourself, how can you set up yourself for success during your next bleed? Okay? During the follicular phase, you have more energy and the focus to contain your new and exciting ideas. When I think about this phase, I keep thinking about myself as a teenager. I used to get excited with the smallest things to the point of losing control sometimes. People around me didn't really like me during this time of my life. I feel like I was too intense or too loud and too excited, and then the people who I was surrounded by, they rejected that. They didn't like it. Yet, other people loved my contagious energy and enthusiasm. So I guess it's really up to us to find the balance and to be mindful and conscious of what we're projecting to the world. Sometimes my husband would say something like, "Dorit, can you stop for a second and allow me to say something?" Yeah, that's the energy I'm talking about. During the follicular phase, I get more excited and I have so much to say and share that I can sometimes rant for like half an hour nonstop without really pausing and noticing that the person who I'm talking to hadn't had a chance to say anything. again, if I'm not mindful and aware of this, it could easily escalate into a fight or a silly argument, completely unnecessary and a waste of mine and your energy and our human potential. So during this phase, I often feel playful and allow myself to get silly with the kids. The beauty of childhood is the immediacy that allows them to be unhurried and deeply absorbed in the unfolding opportunities for play, experimentation, and wandering. This is a great time to excitement, act as if, become flexible with new ideas or strategies or some self-imposed rules that you have in your life. So set yourself free from that. Take risks, play more, laugh more, move your body, dance, try a new hobby, jump from an airplane, try something scary. Now is a fabulous time for that. During the follicular phase, your tasks are to contain, to cherish, to experiment and play, like I talked about earlier, to take risks. First, remember that during this time of the month, you are like a newly hatched chick, right? We spoke about this too. Undefended and uncompromised, that needs time to find its footing back in the bright lights of the world. Second, really allow yourself to feel the rising new life without impulsively acting on it all at once. Otherwise, you'll burn out faster than intended. Your challenge is to find a way to contain this rising energy enough that you feel stable in it. You need enough safety and containment while still letting yourself to grow. The inner spring asks you to keep open and curious. You may feel a call to try new things without too much care for the outcome or consequence. Almost abandon the weight of responsibility so you can fully experiment and try stuff out just for the heck of it. Again, dare to risk, play, and try new things. So overall, this is a fun and great time for you as a woman in this rhythm of your monthly cycle. However, there are quite a few challenges of the inner spring, and we're going to talk about it now. So the follicular phase is between the stability of menstruation and the fulfillment of ovulation. In other words, it's in between a place of great privacy to a place of effortless exposure on a rising wave of energy. The hardest thing to do during this time of the month is to hold the tension. We spoke about it earlier. And not spend this energy all at once. So you'll feel restless in your body, like you just can't stay still. Your vulnerable and teenager self is exposed, and it's still raw and it's still young. It needs a few more days to mature and feel more grounded. The challenge is to learn to hold and pace that rawness in a culture that is so driven and so go, go, go. As someone who practices the MCA, the menstrual cycle awareness, you have the power and knowledge to pace yourself during this time and pour love all over yourself without feeling like you are going crazy or having a bipolar disorder. Who is this person, you may be asking yourself? Well, that's you, and you're learning how to channel this excess energy in a way that is productive and positive. A client once asked me what she should do during this time of the month when she feels that restlessness and unease. So we agreed she should try some healing arts as a productive outlet for herself. So you can try taking some pottery classes, maybe some art classes, painting classes, sculpting, ecstatic dance, belly dance, salsa classes, guitar or piano lessons, or any other musical instrument. Or maybe you are into creative writing. Whatever it is, do it. Find that energy and channel it into some of those healing arts. These are called healing arts because practicing them actually feels like therapy. So do whatever you need to do to help support yourself during this beautiful, beautiful but also challenging time of the month. If you don't do this, you might feel like you are hijacking your nervous system and quickly feel burnt out and disoriented. When this happens, it's a sign that you've lost connection with yourself. So this is not good, because if you enter your ovulatory phase with this low energy, you won't have the energy to take action on your life's purpose, which is what the ovulatory phase is meant for. Instead, you'll find yourself doing everything for other people, but neglecting the things that you actually want. Holding the tension. This is a skill that will serve you throughout your cycle, as it helps you to stay immersed in your cycle experience and be with yourself and whatever is arising. This is especially useful during the follicular and the luteal phases, where much of your undigested history surfaces. Often, when we are triggered by something or someone and emotionally stirred up, our first instinct is to react to what's happened and to whoever it is that is in the firing line. We may argue, we may make a cutting remark, shout back, throw a plate, storm off, etc. Holding the tension includes feeling your response to what someone says or what has happened without jumping into your usual reaction or behavior. The practice requires, in the moment, that you slow yourself down enough to watch the charge of emotion going through you and just hang out with it. It can feel a bit like biting your tongue, but by preserving your reactions with awareness, you begin to create more inner spaciousness around the issue, revealing to yourself a more honest response that leads you to the truth of what you're feeling or needing. This, my love, is emotional mastery at its core. This is teaching you that you have the choice not to react and the choice to do something different. Doing this will help you to see and possibly understand different perspectives. It's an effective way to truly heal yourself, heal your past, trauma, and any relationship wounding that is still present within your soul.